Good morning. A lot of low clouds and fog and an overall mugginess in place across interior New York and New England this morning behind yesterday's showers and thunderstorms, some of which were on the strong to even severe side through the evening hours. Much quieter start to the day, still the risk of a passing shower, primarily across the Pioneer and Connecticut valleys, but overall things are looking dry to start, and eventually, as the sun gets higher in the sky, it'll mix in with some of the low cloud cover. Temperatures will respond by climbing through the 60s and 70s and into the middle and even some upper 80s for afternoon highs. The front that generated the showers and thunderstorms yesterday is still draped across the region. Humidity levels, though, have come down closer to the Canadian border while they remain high from about I-90 and Point South. It is in these locations, the Catskills, the Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, the Taconics, the Berkshires, and Central and Southern New England, where we have the best opportunity of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, though not with the severity that we saw yesterday. Still, though, some heavier downpours are possible. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, back into the upper 60s, and with high pressure building in tomorrow, I think it'll be a dry day across the region, though hot and humid with hazy sunshine, highs near 90. Another wave of low pressure will approach for the day on Thursday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid to upper 80s, and right now it looks dry on Friday in the upper 80s. A series of disturbances will approach for the weekend, so opportunities for scattered showers and storms for both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the lower to mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong to severe thunderstorms are expected to develop this afternoon across the upper Midwest and upper Mississippi Valley, with a few instances of locally damaging wind and hail the main threats. A few strong to severe storms are also possible over a portion of the central and northern plains this afternoon and tonight. Meanwhile, hot temperatures will impact the central plains and mid-Mississippi River Valley this week, where excessive heat watches and warnings have been issued. The temperature in Kansas City will feel like it's between 105 and 110 degrees. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Don, which has formed yesterday and located about 375 miles east of Grenada in the Windward Islands. Don is moving toward the west near 18 miles per hour, and this general motion, with an increase in forward speed, is expected to continue as we go through Wednesday evening. On the forecast track, the center of Don will move across the Windward Islands tonight and then move westward across the Caribbean Sea tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is possible through tonight while Don approaches the Windward Islands. Weakening then is expected tomorrow while Don moves across the southeastern Caribbean Sea. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles of visibility in fog, 50 degrees, with the wind out of the west at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 47 degrees. In Albany on the hour, quarter mile visibility in fog, 65 degrees with a dew point of 64, 97% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Meacham, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, just a slight risk of a shower or storm, mid-80s, Boston, partly sunny, with scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies, with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature, 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. 1.30 inches of rain yesterday in Albany. For the month now, 2.87 inches, which is 62 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 26.90 for the year, which is 6.08 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 46, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:29 p.m., 14 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm, primarily in the northern Catskills, temperatures in the mid-80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, hazy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the middle 80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, primarily south of I-90, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight in the middle to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, humid, right around 90. The chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday. And a mix of sun and clouds Friday in the mid to upper 80s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for Saturday and Sunday. With a leftover shower Monday. Highs in the lower to mid 80s for the weekend and upper 70s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.